Up if you are the youngest in your family. Okay? Hands up if you're the youngest in your family. I want to volunteer as the youngest in the family. Okay? No, not you, Danny. I always pick you. Yes. Excellent. You're going to be Gideon. Okay? Come stand up here. So you're the youngest, yes, in your family. You are the youngest. When's your birthday? 26th of January. Okay, so you're the youngest. So you're Gideon. Now, Gideon, Uckfield have threatened us and said that we need to take them on in a competition. Okay? It's a tug of war competition and we need to beat them. Okay? And the number of people you've got is in this church. Could you all stand up, please? Thank you. If you could all stand up. Bit of exercise. Excellent. Good. Now, do you think with this many people we could take Uckfield? Do you think? Maybe. I think it's too many. So if this side could sit down, except for you lot, stay standing. That's it. You lot sit down. Okay, so I think that was too many. So we'll just go with this lot over here. They're not the prettiest, but they'll do. Yeah? Or do you think? I think it's too many as well. So if the back half could sit down, okay. Yeah, they're not very impressive, I know, but that's... Actually, no, you lot sit down as well. So, actually, so if it's just you lot, so how many? Well, 2, 4, 6. Oh, crumbs, they're getting bigger at the moment. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 of you. So, do you think in a competition of tug of war, you versus Uckfield, the 9 of you would win? What do you think? Do you think? No. Why? Why do you think we wouldn't win? What do you think? Anybody tell me why you think they wouldn't win? Why wouldn't you win? There's only 9 of them, and they're not the biggest 9 people in the room, are they? Okay, thank you. Sit down. Brilliant. Thank you very much. Okay, so that's what today's story is all about. It's about this fact that Gideon was the youngest of the youngest of the youngest. And he was told that he's going to go and he's going to fight the Midianites. And we reckon that the Midianites were about, 135,000 of them. About 135,000 people going to come and beat up the Israelites. And Gideon had an army, and his army was about 32,000. About 32,000 people. And God said something very interesting to Gideon, because he had 32,000, and he must have been feeling fairly confident at this point, and thinking, it'll be okay. So I've got 32,000 and I've got God on my side, so I'll be all right. But then God says, you have too many men to defeat the Midianites. I don't want the Israelites to brag about how they saved themselves. So God said, I want you to get rid of the load. Okay? I want you to get rid of a load. In fact, I want you to get rid of anybody who's a bit frightened. And 22,000 men went home because they were a bit frightened, leaving you with 10,000. And then God said, no, that's still too many. We're going to use a really good selection technique. What I'm going to do is you're going to tell you who's going to be the good army is who drinks from the water like a dog. Now, at this point, Gideon probably thought, God's barking. Well, not literally like a dog, but God's barking because there is no way that I can actually beat the Midianites with 300 people. So it's 300 against 132,000 people. So it would be like you lot taking on Uckfield, roughly. Okay? But Gideon still trusted God. Why? Because the previous chapter that John T was talking about, what actually happened is God had said, I'm with you. And he turned a very frightened man into a very brave man. And what happened was that Gideon, he said to Gideon, he woke him up in the middle of the night and said, right, it's tonight. You're going to do it now. But you're going to come with me first. And he went to the Midianites' camp and he listened to them. And they'd given him a dream. And God had messed with their minds. God had made them think, and in a dream to lots of people in the camp, that what was going to happen was the Israelites were going to come and destroy them. And so they were all very frightened. And then what happened was Gideon went back and said, right, we're going to attack now. But you don't need your swords. All you need is a trumpet and a candle. That's all you need, and we're going to beat them. And it still didn't make any sense. But what was happening was God said, trust me, trust me. And what happened in the story was that they blew the trumpets, they smashed it, they got out their lights, and the Midianites were so frightened because God had messed with their minds that they killed each other. So actually, the 300 didn't need to kill anybody because God had actually turned one against another, against another, against another. And 132,000 people killed each other. And a load ran away. God had brought victory out of an incredible thing. He'd worked with somebody who was the youngest of the youngest of the youngest. He'd said, you can make a difference. You can really do this. And Gideon said, no, I can't. In fact, if you go back to the very first story, the bit Jonty was talking about is Gideon had hidden himself in a wine press. He was frightened. He was actually hiding somewhere. But God said, you're brave. You can do this. Even when I ask you to do the most ridiculous thing, like choose who's going to fight your army by how they drink water. And God created a huge success. It's still, if you read the Jewish histories, in Jewish history, they still say it was one of the greatest victories they ever had in any battle they took part in. It's part of their history. So what does this mean for us today? Well, today, God might be asking us to do something we don't think we can do. He might be talking to some of our friends about church, about God. It might be actually giving something up for him. It might actually, you might have done it already, actually physically walking into this building may have been something that God asked you to do. And God wants you to know that you're not alone. He took the youngest of the youngest of the youngest, Gideon, and created something incredible. And he wants to take each one of us and do something incredible. No matter where you go, God will be with you. And he wants to do incredible things through you. So what is God challenging you today on? Let's pray. Father God, we just thank you so much that out of the youngest of the youngest of the youngest, you did something incredible. And Lord, we just pray that you'd be with us and you'd bless us. And Lord, we just thank you so much that you are with us every step of the way, even when we think it's impossible. Amen.